Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
We will get to NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends at Trados.
Trados.
Grain marketing does not have to be difficult. They make it easy for you. If you're struggling with grain marketing...
But it is difficult, Jake.
It is difficult, but not if you go to Trados.
No.
Trados makes it easy. They make it easy, Bill.
They do, and I tell you one thing right now. We're an ag station.
We are
ag. And that's where we... That's where we
love ag.
That's where we base everything out of is ag, and we're... We're Nebraska at heart with our soybeans and our corn.
Ag.
And then occasionally we'll talk some Milo. And also, talking to Adam Ickes, they'll talk Milo with you also. So let's make sure we're not missing out on
Milo.
The missing grain out there. We don't want to hit off that.
It's easy to overlook Milo.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook it all the time. Like the Alex Gade. Alex Gade, G-A-D-E. Incredible job. So he's running Northeast Nebraska. But he crosses into Iowa.
Ooh.
So that means he's crossing state lines and he's crossing rivers and making waves. He has got things. If you're in Northeast Nebraska and you're like, hey, I wouldn't mind making a bunch of extra money now that I have this big pile of corn over here, Alex Gade is the guy to get a
dial him up.
Dial him up. And no matter what, like they said, imagine the fact right now. It's like, okay, we know we have probably this much money here right now, but we'd like to make 22% more. That's all you got to do. Call Trados, Northeast Nebraska.
Spell it.
What's that? I got it for you. The website is GOTREDAS.com. GOTREDAS.com.
And
GoTrados.com.
And reach out to Alex Gade, G-A-D-E. Said he's crossing state lines, and it doesn't even bother him.
They specialize.
He's going into other territories. Like, watch this.
They specialize.
He specialized.
And you know what else? You know what else?
What else?
Jake specializes in NFL.
Let's do it. It's time for week 8.
God, I love
NFL
it.
Winners.
Did Miami and make it?
Oh, they're on the list somewhere. Let's see where they're at.
Somewhere.
Now. Winners and losers sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, available in most local grocers. It is the king of the tailgate. Also, as Bill said, put it in your chili. Give it a shot. You haven't tried it yet?
Yeah.
Try it.
Wow. Okay. Have a dollop.
Okay.
Just whip it in there. Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, sounds good. With like the cracker. Yeah.
The word dollop is a good word. It's a good word. To the winners. Hey, we're going to go specifically on players and units today.
Whoa, units.
That? Really?
Okay.
The big unit.
The biggest winner of this week was Jameis Winston. People said the Browns had no offense. No, Deshaun Watson just stinks. He's out for the year now. We hope he gets better with his injury, but... Jameis Winston has 27 for 41, 3 touchdowns, over 300 yards passing against the Ravens, a good defense, and the Browns win 29-24. He is by far the biggest winner of Week 8
in
the NFL.
I agree with it.
Has to be.
Jameis will tell you that, too.
Yeah. When I saw him airmail that ball to the guy's head by 10 yards into Hamilton's hands, and he dropped it, and the next play throw the touchdown pass. Yeah.
Pretty efficient.
But still. 3 touchdown passes, 300-some yards.
No, he had the drop pick, but he had no actual interceptions. How about Jameis?
He said, when I make good decisions with the ball, I am a great NFL quarterback.
Really? Love the confidence in Jameis Winston. Number two, Jalen Hurts, 3 rushing touchdowns, 16 for 20, and a passing touchdown against the Bengals. They rolled in the second half.
They beat him up,
took care of Cincy. Cincy's now 3-5 on the season. Philly is, I believe, 6-2 with the win. Jalen Hurts had a rough start to the year. He's looking better the last couple weeks, so
that's
quarterback
for
the Eagles.
Good.
It's a good team.
Number 3, a guy that nobody is talking about this year so far. I don't know why.
Why?
But Josh Allen, he gets lost in the Jared Goff mania. He's been awesome. Jared Goff has been awesome. But
he does.
Josh Allen threw his first pick of the season. It was week 8.
Whoa.
They won 31-10 over Seattle. He still was 24 for 34, 2 touchdowns, 289. Nobody's talking about Josh Allen. He's been phenomenal this season for the 6-2 Bills.
He has
Who
one
do the Bills
pick?
Play this week, Jake?
They host the pathetic, lowly Miami Dolphins, which should be likely a 38-point
drubbing. Will the GM make the trip?
I hope not. Hope he's fired by Sunday.
Easy.
Chris Greer.
Easy.
Number four winner, a guy who's been slow so far in his NFL career with high expectations, Kyle Pitts on National Tight End Day. Goes 4 receptions, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a big win for the Falcons over the Bucks in Tampa. Kyle Pitts, again, started to turn it on this year.
Probably the most talented player I've ever had to defend.
Kyle Pitts.
Oh, man. Oh, man. In Florida, he was ridiculous. It was like, who are we matching up on this guy? How are we doing? I mean, it was like, and he would play in line. They'd flex him.
Yep.
It was like, he was a remarkable, remarkable player.
Kyle Pitts having a good year at Atlanta. Number five, this is a coach I'm putting as a winner.
Okay.
Matt LaFleur, Green Bay coach.
Yes.
All he does is win. Jordan Love gets hurt on the road in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's playing good football in that game. They had a good offensive showing. Malik Willis comes in once again, saves the day, and the Packers win 30-27. They're 6-2, and Love has been in and out of the lineup all year. They're 6-2. Matt LaFleur is a great, great football coach for the Packers.
And
I hope they realize that.
And the organization didn't just go palms up like some other organization that I know that I'm
Jake,
familiar
they have,
with. Well, we can't win without a starting quarterback.
Yeah, so that's we're out.
No. Right.
We're out.
Yeah.
What kind of
that's
organization is that?
That's why the GM needs to be
that?
Fired in okay. Miami, okay? Okay.
Imagine that, Cignetti like that, that Sunday after the game like that. Well, we can't beat Washington.
No.
We're done.
We're done.
No. How about we just take the number two guy and get him ready to go?
Right.
How about that? Maybe prepare him. Yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted by that conversation.
And to the losers, number one is collectively, besides Buffalo, the AFC East is horrible. The Miami Dolphins are second place. At 2-5.
Oh, God.
It is atrocious. It's pathetic. The Jets lost to the Patriots. Both of those teams are 2-6. Buffalo is 6-2. It was supposed to be a down year for the Bills. They lead by 3 games right now in the division.
It's over.
We're
it's
8
over.
Games in.
Really hard to lose for a 3-game lead. It really is.
I think
really...
the Jets might catch them.
Yeah.
The Jets have lost 5
so
straight.
Close.
The AFC East is pathetic. Everybody should be ashamed of it. Buffalo, congrats on your division victory title by end of November. They'll clinch by November, it feels like, at this point.
Well, how about Rodgers? What a horrifying story.
It's been bad. Speaking of horrifying, now this team almost won, but the stats the last couple weeks have been horrifying for this quarterback. Anthony Richardson, quarterback for the Colts. Here's the stats, guys.
Okay. These are awesome.
He was 10 for 32 passing. An NFL quarterback, 10 for 32, 175 yards, had a couple big plays, and they had a chance, they had a Hail Mary chance to win the game. He still was 10 for 32.
What was his QBR, I wonder? Ben,
I
check his
know.
QBR,
not
would
good,
you?
Though.
Check his...
Probably like a 16.
If they were playing Joe Flacco, they'd be a playoff team. Joe Flacco proved when he played he still has something. That team has got a decent defense, they've got a decent offense, they have a quarterback that just... doesn't get it.
He took himself out of the game because he was tired.
For a play. He tapped out because he was tired.
He was tired.
He seriously tapped out.
He did.
This has been a big... it's been a huge story.
He tapped out.
He tapped out for a play.
He said it at the podium after the game. I was tired.
I've never seen an exhausted quarterback.
He's been ripped apart for that, as rightfully so this week. As a starting quarterback.
He goes, I'm not going to lie, I was tired.
He was 48.3. That's a wow. Yeah, for a QBR. Ooh, yeah.
Now, this one's going to blow your mind. This will make Bills cringe as a special teams guy. The Titans special teams. This is not a... they gave up in one game 190 yards of punt returns.
That's amazing.
I did not stutter there.
That's amazing.
Khalif Raymond, Lions punt returner, had 5 returns for 190 yards on punts. A 90-yard touchdown and another 70-yard return that was not a touchdown. How is that possible?
It's
the NFL! Bill!
That was vintage.
In a season, 190 is a lot. That's a game!
Ben, pull up the punt return yardage, basically like that, the leading punt return yardage like that in the NFL.
That's astounding.
That is
190 punt return yards in a game.
What are you doing at that point as a unit? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, you don't have the thing. Is also is that in obviously it's hang time with the punt. You can't change to the NFL. It's all pro punt because you vertical set, and also what that means with going on is that you can't be down the field until the ball your foot hits the ball. So you can't say we got to release quicker, we got to do this, different formations. You don't have those options to be able to do that. And so, because no matter what, they can't go down the field. Okay. So it's really hard like that, because what must be happening is that what they're doing is they're probably vicing on the outside and just eliminating those two guys, and then the inside core is not good enough. Or just the opposite, they're not good enough on the outside and they can win one-on-ones, which means now we can make sure there's no one free in the core.
Attention shoppers! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Score quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. Right now until October 31st, enjoy 10% back. That's double rewards when you join our new loyalty program. Plus, as a Wayfair Rewards member, you'll get free shipping, access to exclusive sales, and more. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop now at Wayfair.com, and for a limited time, enjoy 10% back when you join Wayfair Rewards. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
But 190-some yards.
Say the name of the guy again that got him.
Khalif Raymond, the punt returner for the Lions. Now, keep in mind, the Lions put up 52 points, and Jared Goff had 85 passing yards.
So to this time, Ben just got some numbers there for us. Put the number, hold up there again, Ben. They have 315 yards total, which means they got roughly 200 of them in one game. Think about that. The other seven games, whatever it was, they
115.
And they got more than half of their yardage in
now,
one game.
The Titans also, I believe, in the first game against the Bears, had two punts blocked. They think they have three or four punts blocked this season, and then they gave up 190 yards of punt returns. What's happening?
Yeah,
NFL. Oh. Four more, two more losers. They're paid. They are paid a lot of money.
Well, are you? Is this as bad as the fail Mary for me? Jake, right now, is this for you? Is this your fail Mary?
I feel like you should be cringing about 190 yards given up by the special teams. What's wrong? Number four, the Panthers collectively suck. They go to Denver, and they're horrible.
What was the score?
28-14. The score's not bad. They had a touchdown with like 2 seconds to go to make it 28-14.
And how about Sean Payton at the podium, who just said, well, we didn't go against a good offense? He said,
"Well, the Panthers stink. They've
I'm surprised
going
he would
for
say
them.
That though about another team."
Now, did they go back to the original?
That Bryce Young is starting now, and he's still not good. That team's bad. They
went back to Bryce.
They led 7-0, and then the
we
game
got somebody
kept
out there.
Going.
I don't know. I hope he's not firing something. But
that's Jason.
Oh hi, Jason,
garbage man Jason out there. And number five loser, the Saints have lost six straight games. They lose 26-8 to the Chargers. Remember, they had that incredible start, 2-0. They had 40-plus points, and now reality set in. Quarterback's injured. Team sucks. They're 2-6. Six straight losses for the Saints.
Whoa.
That's tough, because that is one place when the Saints are playing good, which they've played a lot of good football in the past. When that place is going, that is a must-see. Go see the Saints play.
In NFL Super town.
Game. Yeah, that is a NFL
football town.
They love their Saints.
Wow, Jake. So that's a wow.
I will never get over the punt return yards in Tennessee Lions. That's just disgraceful. Disgraceful.
I believe for a long time, when I was at Northern Arizona, we held the record. We had 287 yards of punt return yards in one game. 287 yards. We ran this double jam, and we didn't really rush anybody. It was a fun day.
I'm sure it was a blast for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is NFL Week 8 winners and losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Yeah. Thank you to Fuhrer's.
Yeah. And the punt returner, you know Ricky Pearsall?
Yes.
Who got shot?
The Niners, yeah.
Yeah. It was his dad.
Oh, his dad?
His dad was the one that was the punt
returner. So it was away. This was in the
long time ago.
Yeah, 90s. Yeah, Lumberjacks. The Jacks.
This was in the 90s?
90s.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It is time to play the game show.
Nice.
Give us a call,
Ben,
right now. 464-568-5 your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is starting quarterbacks on ranked teams. Top 25 teams.
Don't feel good about that at all.
Starting QBs. Do you feel good about do you think you know who's starting on these very good football teams in college football?
Yeah.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open for you. Don't be scared. You're streaming your chance to call.
You talk to Ben.
Yeah, you talk
you get
to Ben.
Talk to Ben. Oh, Ben just answered the phone.
Yeah, now
Ben.
We got a call there. 402-464-5685. Again, our topic, charting quarterbacks on ranked teams. I got 25 options.
Come on,
here,
Phil. You might surprise yourself.
Are you going to tell us the quarterback we named the team?
That's correct. Yeah. I will tell you the quarterback's name. You tell me what school he is starting.
Can I look at the rank?
You sure cannot. Oh. No. No, you can't do that.
Well, we should be able to do that.
Why?
It's okay, Jay.
You know the rank.
Sure game.
Derek Henry's on the line.
Okay. Derek, how do you feel about starting quarterbacks on ranked teams today?
Oh, we're going to... shot.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Derrick Henry.
What if it was the starting running back for the Ravens?
He sounded like that. All right. All right, let's go.
All right, Derrick, first question goes to you. Here we go. What ranked team is Eli Holstein the starting quarterback of?
Eli Holstein.
Five.
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
All right, here's the countdown. Five.
Four.
Four. Three.
Two.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
He's a pass.
Okay. Pass. I'm going to take a shot. I mean, I don't care if we go down minus one. Pitt Panthers.
Oh, good job.
Brilliant.
I did not know that.
I've set us up.
Bill has been used properly. He is out, though, so 1-0 lead.
Properly.
Yes. Sip, here's your first question leading 1-0. What ranked team is Maddox Madsen the starting quarterback of?
Maddox Madsen. Mm.
Think about good teams in college football.
I am thinking of good teams.
I'm of no help here.
Maddox Madsen.
I'm out.
Maddox.
Even if I was in, I couldn't help
Kind of a cool name. Yeah. Maddox
really
Madsen.
Is.
That's what's odd.
I know.
He's got to be thinking the highs, thinking the 20s.
My problem with this game show is I don't know who's down in the lower parts of the
five
ratings.
He's definitely, he's got to be in team like 19 through 25.
Yeah.
Three.
Iowa State.
I like the guess. It wasn't right. I know the Iowa State.
Derek, do you want that one or not?
It's a bad guess.
I'm going to go with Boise State.
Brilliant.
I thought
Boise State is correct.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Genty wasn't great. Hey, Genty wasn't great on Saturday. Average like 3.7 a carry.
He's human, you know.
Yeah. He's a human. Yes. It's not AI.
1-1 tie for the lead, Derek. Last question. What ranked team is John Mateer the starting quarterback of?
Layup.
Layup?
Bill, can I help you, though?
Mateer.
John Mateer.
I've heard the name, but I'm not sure the team. Mateer.
Five.
Sipple, this is a layup.
Three.
He's one of the... I love
Iowa
him.
State. Two. What? You say Iowa State?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bill, what if we didn't shut up, Bill, and Steve is my life?
You'd be doing pretty well. We can't help you, though. Sip, you don't have to take this question.
Oh, pass.
No, what was it?
The Palouse.
Washington State is 7-1.
Jeez.
And John Mateer is starting quarterback for them.
They are 7-1?
7-1. Ranked. Yep.
Now, how did that happen?
This is for you, Sip, for the win. If you miss this, Derek can steal and go and win outright, or we go the tiebreaker. Last question, Sip. What ranked team is Kevin Jennings the starting quarterback of?
Louisville.
They're not even ranked. They're not even close to being ranked. They're like 4-4.
Derek, do you want that, or you want to go the tiebreaker?
I think we're going to have to go to the tiebreaker.
What is it, Bill?
I don't know that one.
Oh, he's SMU.
SMU?
Oh, well, I would have gotten that.
So again, we're minus
because
six
they
turnovers.
Because they sat the other guy down.
And they won the game.
Yeah, that's
right. Now wait a second. So he has
been the starting quarterback. Okay, this will go to you, Sip, and Derek will go over under your number.
Come on, Steve.
Sip, how many Division I quarterbacks have 2,000-plus passing yards so far this season?
Oh, God.
Most are through 8 games.
2,000 passing. Oh, God, this is hard.
How many Division I quarterbacks so far have 2,000?
133 teams.
Right.
Yes. Or 134.
Just over halfway through the season.
2,000. I'll say 16.
Okay. Over, under 16.
That's a solid
Derek.
Number, Steve.
16. I'm going to go under.
That's a win for SIP. 25 quarterbacks for 2,000 plus, leading with North Texas's Chandler Morris has 2,873 yards.
Chandler Morris, 25 quarterbacks.
Is he a transfer from Tech?
I don't know. We can check that out.
I don't know where he is.
Derek, we'll get you back on the coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice try.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, that's a 1-1 record.
All right,
here we go. Yesterday was a debacle.
Yeah, it was awful.
But you won today, so not going to win this.
Change the streak, Ben. Change the streak.
That's
plus one.
W1.
Yes.
For the streak.
God, we are exactly 500 again. 31-31. 31-31. Very average.
Better than
we're
32-30.
I appreciate what you did today. I wouldn't have got that win. I don't.
So Bill would have had three of those then? You didn't know Holstein, did you?
I got him.
Oh, yeah. So you got Holstein. You didn't know Boise State.
I didn't. I probably would have thrown that for a guess. No, I didn't know it good.
But
enough.
You knew for sure, though, John Mateer.
Oh, Mateer was Palouse. The layup.
John Mateer. Washington State is 7-1.
7-1.
In the two
They've won the
conference.
Apple Cup. They beat Washington.
Damn. When we come back, the spillover on early break on the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.